Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guest in the building this morning,
Mr. Steal Your Girl,
Trey Songz.
What's up?
Working on Angie early.
Angie just took my glass. They look good on her.
You like them?
I like them. You want them?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I want them.
Now, how often does that work, Trey? You give a girl your shades, tell her she look good in them, then ask if she want them.
No, I really like my shades.
Forget the girl. I really like my shades.
I really don't give them away generally, but they look good on Angie.
Now, I haven't seen you in a while, man. You out there doing all kind of stuff, peddling booze and...
Why'd you make it sound like that?
Damn.
You expanded the empire.
You took it to the 20s. I'm out here peddling booze.
Prohibition. Making, yeah, we appreciate
prohibition,
you.
Prohibition, getting the cases across the water.
Yeah, the SX right there.
Yeah, believe that.
Now, I was reading about you in Forbes and your SX deal and how much you were in, how much you increased the amount of cases that they sold once you signed on with SX.
Right.
So that's good for you. I guess you figure you have a bit of a stake in this now, so.
No, most definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm an owner, partner, and like the brand's been around for 7 years. So just my involvement in this year alone has like increased it way further than projections were. And it's just, you know, it's smart and I really love it, you know,
right.
In actuality for me, you know, because. Like, I say I bottoms up, two reasons, like drinking anthems, I make those all day. So when the opportunity came along to coincide with the brand, it just made sense.
And
if you look at the bottle, you see what's happening right there. It's actually a woman's body.
Really?
Yeah, like if Angie stood up and crossed her legs like so.
Angie ain't got no curves like that.
Well... You know.
But that is actually Charlamagne's color of his skin. So that's
interesting. Oh, I'm more than Negro. Hand me that one. That's me right there. I'm Negro.
That's the cafe.
Oh, that's the cafe.
The Negro's right there.
You know it in that bottle.
You're more clear.
I'm Negro.
Hell no, you ain't that bottle.
I ain't this Calypso.
No, you're not Calypso.
Lemon and mint.
Right.
You definitely
the Negro. You used to be that.
Cleaned it up a little bit. Go see a dermatologist, scrape the toast off a little bit.
Oh,
why do you have a drink called Negro?
It's called Negro, actually.
It's
actually Spanish for black.
Same difference.
Oh, it's Negro. Just ignorant.
Now we just
to think that I did that.
I've been trying keeping it real.
I made a drink for my people.
Your people, bro.
I went straight in and I wrote Negro and white.
Exactly.
Just so it don't
now, get... before you walked in, Charlamagne was disappointed. He said, Trey's been staying out of the headlines a lot lately. What's going on with this guy?
We couldn't find much.
What can we make up about Trey
Songz? Type of guy, though.
I mean, I'm in the headlines for for music, you know, for the most part. That's what I do. That's my profession. I think it's been a good 10 years for me trying to stay out, you know, out of the way of negativity. I think I got a lot of my negativity and a lot of crazy videos and people, you know, before the phenomenon of Instagram and all of that. Mm-hmm. Came along, you know, like when I had braids.
Yeah, now should we just actually saw you perform at the big show at the Joe in Detroit. Great job there.
Oh,
I feel like we were with Trey a lot last year too, doing all the.
Yeah, y'all was with me so much last year. We don't talk this year. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, cause y'all was at the show too, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do you I ain't ever even get see home? Y'all.
Nah, actually, I went home for the first time with my LA house, which is actually like.
I don't know.
Where. No, it's like my main house. So I haven't been there. I've been there twice this year.
Like, damn.
A total of probably 8 days.
Well, that's good. I mean, you gotta pay for the house. So at least you're working.
Right. Nah, I'm definitely working. Like the album Trigger Reloaded, you know, it's right here. Tremaine album coming soon as well. Went on tour with CB. Went on tour with Nicki. Been to Africa. I did all the grad bash dates for Orlando and Universal. That's something we've been doing for a while. Essence Fest coming up, you know, SX is popping off, the alcohol brand. So it's just all about, you know, working hard and expanding the brand.
And you just got the news that Slow Motion's number one?
Yeah, just right now got that news. That's
congrats.
Awesome. That's,
you beat out Rihanna, right?
Yeah, that's the fourth number one off Trigger. So thank y'all so much
for
the love.
That's incredible. You're breaking this album.
How was the tour with
Chris
Brown?
Stretching it out. it was dope. Okay. You know, we had a couple things. You know, unplanned for a couple cancellations and like pushback, but all together, if you look at the entirety of what it was, the amount of money we grossed net, you look at the fans' experience and how we were able to like get through it without any complications. We still friends, you know, because touring and money and all of that can't get in the way of friendships and business and blood kind of don't mix sometimes. But it was a blessing we was able to get through that and still be successful, still be friends. And, you know, the possibility is actually there even for more to happen again because it was a fruitful, you know, thing.
As a friend, do you ever have to tell him, like, Chris, you're fucking up the money, bro? Like, come on.
I mean, I've had many conversations with him about, you know, the money, about, you know, his personal well-being and all that. But, you know, what Chris got going on with Chris got to figure out, you know, no matter who talked to him, all that. And I think it's beautiful, man, that he just being a father in his daughter's life right now.
He calmed him down a lot.
Yeah. No, it's dope. I pray for Chris. I pray for all my friends, you know. And I think he under a lot of scrutiny and it's very hard. It's the difference between me and Chris. I tell people all the time, like, Chris was 15 when we started. I was 20, you know, so it was different. And Chris went straight up the pop charts. It took me a cool 4 years to even see an amount of sex success he had initially.
You said amount of sex.
Yeah, you did say amount of sex.
That's cliche.
I was
trying to say success. I guess, you know, it's
took
just
me 4
I
years
just,
to get the amount of sex. I just really got in the game.
Yeah, Chris was having so much sex. No, so, you know, for me, I was already, you know, a man per se, you mm-hmm. know, when this happened and the slower escalation of success, you know, it got me the chance to wrap my mind around what it is, you know. But when you actually becoming a person and figuring out who you are in front of people, and then you have something, you know, crazy happen in your life, and you know, people build you all the way up to try to tear you down. I can only imagine what it's like.
Have That's you caught amazing. The daddy bug yet?
Man, I want kids, man. Here, you know? I mean,
30 now, Trigger.
I've been wanting children before, like you could even imagine. Like I raised all the kids in my family. Like, you know, my younger brother, he's 20 years old. He just had his first child. You know, I remember when he was a child. You know, like I used to burp him, change his diaper, so now he got a baby. Like, so
just take the condom off.
Nah, I don't think it's that simple. Like for me, you know, I want to make sure
for you, Charlamagne, no problem. But someone just, like Che, who has things at risk,
right. You know, you just want to take the condom off. That sounds a little crazy. It's more to it than that. I would like to believe. No, but I want kids. I want a family. All that, man. But you know, I'm not in a rush to do it because people think that's what it should be happening in my life, or that I need kids, or that my mama been begging me for a grandbaby, or, you know, any of that. I just want to make sure that it's the right decision.
That's important you say that, because a lot of girls think that only happens to them. Like, as they get older, people are like, oh, you got to have a baby now. You got to have a family. Now,
everybody.
Guys get that too.
My whole family, every time I come home. Now I got a nephew, so it's definitely, they want me to have a baby like 6 months from now. Like, they trying to figure it out. So when? Like,
but I'm sure they're very concerned about who you have a baby with also.
No, actually, they not too much.
What?
At this point.
They just want one.
Wow, it's so, like, I just was actually talking about it earlier, my friend. I remember a couple years ago, actually, like, I had to go take a couple tests.
A couple?
Yeah, I mean, I actually didn't know these people, like, that
really?
Were claiming I had to. Like, this type of stuff I keep out the media, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Them girls must not got Twitter then. That's one good tweet.
No, it was like, a couple accusations. Throughout my career, it's happened a few times, but it's so fraudulent that it don't even make it.
And you still keep taking the test?
No, you take it one time, and it's cool, yeah. But I remember, like, my mama went with me. I'm like, Mom, it's cool. Like, I don't know this girl. Like, she like, but if it is yours, we got to see it for the blessing it is. And it's going to be, no, it's not. I don't know who this person is.
Blessing for her. Right?
Can you countersue people for that, for taking you to court and making you take a paternity
test? I mean, by
test?
The time I do all that, I spent more money.
Right.
You know, than they got to offer.
Now, the last, Tremaine, is that your last album on your label, on this label?
No, I actually read up last year, so I got a couple more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got 3 more albums.
Now, I read somewhere that you were planning to get married this summer. Is that a rumor? Or?
Yeah, it's definitely a rumor.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, it's definitely. If I was planning to get married this summer, she'd probably be pregnant.
Oh, so you're saying
shotgun wedding.
Yeah. If I knock you up, I might marry you.
No, I'm just saying, why not?
Word. Do you think that would hurt your image? Like, if you was, like, married and wifed up with a baby? Because you are the sex symbol out here.
I mean, that can only go for so long, though. You know, as a man, as a person, I've, for a long time, let, you know, public perception and who I am, like my brand, and be the you know, be the leading force in my life, like making decisions about women, about children, about all that. So I think I'm at the point where I put in, you know, enough time where as though I could go, you know, live my life and my fans would still be happy. But I still think very seriously about doing it for the right reasons and making sure it's the right person and not getting caught up.
You'd break so many girls' hearts. Plus the girl you date or wife up could not have Twitter or Instagram, because them girls online would kill.
They vicious, crazy. Bro.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but I thought you did have a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend.
But somebody that you consider special in your life.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the only reason we not, one of the reasons is just because of what you're saying. Like, it take a lot for people to deal with that, you know. I know what it's like to be scrutinized, talk crazy to online all day. But when you know, you take a picture with somebody and they just draw their own conclusions and make life a living hell for a person, it just kind of deters them away from what the real thing was. I think when you're trying to build with somebody and trying to actually become something special, you got to kind of really figure out what it is between the two of you before you share it with the world. And it's kind of hard when people take pictures everywhere you go, or, you know, and people want to be appreciated. People want to be known that they love, and you want to be shown. And it's complicated, you know, but I'm trying to figure it out.
What about when guys, when like Meek tweet out, Trey's done smashed every chick in the industry?
I mean, just dry snitching on your boy.
See, like, even your friends know.
Meek dry snitch, 50 to dry snitch. Everybody dry snitch on your boy. I'm a scapegoat for these guys.
But does it help or hurt though? Because other woman like, I'm not gonna date you. You smash everything.
I mean, of course, don't nobody want to hear that. But you know, I deal with it.
It's true.
And you did give yourself the moniker Mr. Steal Your Girl, so you ain't helped the situation.
I mean, I said it one time and it been kind of true.
It was caught.
I stole one dude's girl and now I'm Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Now, what happened with Travis Scott in Virginia?
I don't know.
They said he said
F Trey songs, and then next thing you know, there's a bunch of dudes in braids surrounding his tour bus.
That's crazy how that kind of thing happens. That's crazy how that kind of thing happens. I don't really know nothing about it.
Do you think that he probably thought he could get away with that because Trey's R&B, but he ain't?
I mean, Travis got that. I mean, the next day he DM'd me and apologized. I ain't really tell nobody that, or that ain't for nobody to know. But he ain't really mean that. He ain't that kind of guy like that.
Why though? Why to say F Trey? That's random. F Trey songs.
I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of people feel like that. He just started saying what was on his mind at the time.
Sound like Trey stole his
Must
girl.
Must be over a woman.
it's all good, though.
You just
man.
Met his ex-girl. You ain't realize it, though. You know, maybe you did.
You know,
knowing him.
I don't know why he don't like me.
Maybe that's why it's his ex-girl. See,
but he cool, though, now. Oh, yeah. The bus gets surrounded.
Lord, have
things
mercy.
Change.
Do you get those calls though? Like, hey, bro, somebody.
I get all those calls, but I'm so far removed from that, man. Like, people, like, still at this point in my career, associate me with R&B and women and all that. So somebody might try me or think I'm sweet, and you know, I gotta kind of look to the side, or you know, I'm at the point where that don't matter no more. You know what people say or insults, it don't really do me any good to like, you know, say anything back or send guys or anything like what
I mean,
I'm.
I mean, they gonna ride for you anyway, though.
Right, I ain't call nobody.
Yeah, like I heard you got beat up. Yeah, that's what happened. Come here. Now, have you ever just taken a break to just sit back and enjoy the fruits of your label? Because you always, like you said,
man, listen, I just said this the other day. I need a damn break, man. I've been working real hard, but I love what I do, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I love doing shows.
I was going to ask you, do you still enjoy it? Because it looked like you had fun when we seen you in Detroit. It looked like you was really, like you enjoyed it.
I do, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's nothing I'd rather do. And I remember coming off stage in Detroit. And, you know, like my first album, July 26th, this year it'd be 10 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I remember the first time I played the Big Show at the Joe. The first time I played a lot of these shows that are like staple shows in cities and big shows. So when I go on stage now and I got my band, I got my production, I got this, it's a whole lot different. But for me, like I always remember, because the same stage, same arena, same dressing rooms, the same hallways. The only thing's changed is my position in the time.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder about that, because I always, like I said since last year, how dope your show had gotten. Mm-hmm. And I look at these bills sometimes, and I'm like, well, Trey the biggest artist on here. Why it don't seem like he the headliner?
Because I don't headline radio show. You don't pay me enough to do that.
Mm.
the headline radio show. You got to be there when traffic there. You got to hold the expectation of a group of people that came to see a group of people. When you headline a show and it's your show, you know, you are the draw. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't be the draw for a radio station unless you giving me
the money,
like a whole lot of, to close the show out. Because people, no matter what, a radio show doors open like 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. You've been there all day. It get to be 11 o'clock and the main act ain't went on. You know, so even if they want to see you, people got things to do tomorrow. Right. People got traffic, they got to be, people got kids. So now you're there in the arena leaving. So you're really the biggest act, but.
People leaving while you're the best.
No, I'm cool.
I always say that going on last isn't always all it's cracked up to be. It's
not for a radio show, though.
Yeah. Because
it's a difference. Like, it's promoted to the radio station's fan base. So you talking about people that are fans of all of these artists, not one more so than the next.
Did you ever imagine this when you first started out to be this big?
Ah, oh, man, I got dreams of being way bigger.
Mm. Hey, we heard you on Z100 a couple weeks ago. You about to make that crossover move? Which you, huh? You finally about to do that pop record that you've been fighting for so long?
You know, the dope thing about being on Z100 or having records go top 40 is I don't make my records with that in focus or in mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's been so much of a blessing to be able to be me on the records, and you know, they had a success that they do. Like I said, it's the fourth number one in the last year for me. So for me, it feels like kind of quietly, you know what I mean? But I'm just all about, you know, making sure that even at this point in my career, I'm still thriving for the best me, still thriving to be better than I was yesterday, to make records that are real to me, to make records that my fans can relate to even this at this point.
Mm-hmm. What about acting? I know you put your foot in there, son.
Right.
No,
I love acting, man. But like this year's been so busy. It's been a lot of opportunities that I've actually missed, mm-hmm. like due to touring or unavailability. But I definitely want to make sure that I don't leave that world for too long, because you know, you got to stay present and within that mindset as a creative person to make sure you actually good at it. You take too much time away from something and you know, you got to start all the way over with your classes, with your actual presence and awareness. But I love acting.
Do you have a dream role or a director or somebody you want to work with?
I think just a comedic, a comedy romantic joint.
Mm-hmm. I can see
right
that.
Now. I want to be an action guy, too. Like, I want to jump over cars and shoot guns and, you know, save the girl. I want to do all
that. You want to live your old life on screen. When you had the braids. Jumping off stage.
When I was jumping.
He had the braids.
He always want to bring up the crazy. You want to relive your old life on screen. You want to jump over cars and shoot guns.
Now, what roles have been out there that we probably know of that you could have had?
I won't say the roles, but just the films in particular, like the barbershop, the shooting right now, like
gotcha.
The being able to even not sit down with Cube or not, you know, right. Being overseas, you know, you get back and that's in full production. it's a couple others as well.
Would you have done Empire?
Yeah, I actually would. Mm-hmm. You know, depending on what the role consists of. I don't know if I'd do Empire as Trey Songz, mm-hmm. because that doesn't really do anything for me as a... as an actor, you know, it would probably increase my brand within that space to those Fox viewers that aren't really aware of what's up. But at the same time, like, I probably would want something a little better.
Mm-hmm. Now, I saw your thoughts on the Charleston shooting. Do you believe the answer to hate is simply just to spread love, like you said?
I think, man, if you look at the course of America's history, it's been, you know, things getting shaken up that create change. Whether it's done violently, non-violently, it's been the speaking about it. It's been the gathering of people to say that we have to have change of a certain sort. And I think it's just a little devastation that these things are happening now and it's being, you know, swept under the rug, where, you know, a young man gets arrested and shot up and they bring up his negative past. They call him thug, you know, gangster this. But, you know... boy going to church and shooting 9 people and they talking about his broken home and, you know, his mental condition. But, you know, it's mental condition for people that's in urban environments too, that we never get notoriety for that. We never get the star after you've done something crazy. Like, they make a note to point out the problems for a person.
We're just thugs.
Right. We just thugs and gangsters. And it's just, it's sad, man. Like, when the Charleston thing happened, I really, because I know Charleston. You know, I'm from Virginia. I've been through that a lot of times. Mm-hmm. So it just, when it happened, I literally was, like, I'm not surprised, because I think that anything can happen mm-hmm. in America nowadays. Anything in the world, you see more devastating things happen all over. And we in the most, the best country, we love our country, you know. But at the same time, I was really like, wow. I ain't really have no words. Like, it took me a while to put that tweet together, mm-hmm. like to even gather my words to be encouraging, because you want to tell people to pray, but people getting killed in church. You want to tell people to have hope, but mm-hmm. the people that's trying to be the most positive about life, the people, and he even was said they were so nice and you want to kill them. Like, how you even say that, you know? So, like, for me, it was just, how do you bring your mind to uplift people in a time like this? And the only thing that you can really do is spread love, because when you can't change something to have the hate inside you boiling up, and hate against hate is only going to create more hate. So we just got to create awareness and, you know, have people showing love to one another in more ways than we have been.
All right.
We appreciate you joining us.
Hold on, we ain't finished yet.
Man. I know. Wait.
I seen a headline that said,
let me try to give me a
bite. Let me try to cut it short.
Man, you been here in a while. You like, oh, I appreciate
go
you.
What you got to do, bro? But what you got to do?
I ain't got nothing to do.
Envy looking at it, he said, all right, so.
Oh, you know what? I know what it is. Envy has an issue with you because of his wife.
Nah, I don't.
What? What was the issue?
Don't start that, because they're going to think he smashed my wife.
No, I did not. You know, I did look at her crazy, though.
He did look at your wife, remember?
Where was that?
Yeah, remember that?
She looked at my wife kind of crazy one time.
She kind of looked back, though, but it was just playful. to all
for that when she got home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, powerhouse.
Yeah,
I remember that. You thought she was an artist.
Yeah, I was like, who is that?
Yeah, she popping. She going on stage.
That's why Envy tried to cut the interview.
No, I definitely
okay.
thought she was. I was like, who y'all interviewing? Yeah. And she gave me a little look back. You know what I'm saying? Right, probably for all the dirt he did. Just a little quick joint, though. Like,
it can happen.
Like, look, boy.
It can happen.
You better.
Look, she's not allowed to take pictures with Trey. Any other artist, good. Trey, no.
Now you are.
See, you gonna make me a fantasy. You better. You better.
You are the poster boy for Don't Leave Your Girl Around Me. How much of that reputation is true at this point?
It's all true. You just don't
understand. He older now. He might.
I mean, the thing is, when I actually said that on the record, man, it was a joke. Like, I was playing around. That was before the record was even, like, bottoms up. Before,
that's not funny when it's serious.
But listen, before the song was even written, mm-hmm. I said that, like, oh, it's Mr. Eager. So, like, the actual happening of it at this time in my life, I ain't really trying to take nobody, girl. The thing is, when I meet women, 9 times out of 10, I don't know nothing about they, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it ain't like you leaving and you go to the bathroom and I pop up and take your girl number.
That would be
not,
crazy.
It's not like, you know what I'm saying? I literally steal your girl.
That's
like
a horror movie.
Strong arm your joint. Like, what's up, B? Give me that. Yeah. Like, it's not that. It's just over the years, I definitely have found out a lot about a lot of women's men after the fact. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, it was a couple situations, unfortunately, where a couple people committed suicide.
You said
it
a couple?
Was because they said Trey was messing with their chicks.
It was, I mean, the thing about that and what upset me, but I actually was, like, really in a crazy place in my mind at that time, because to place somebody's death on somebody else without knowing the dealings, just based off speculation and based off, you know, wanting website hits or generation to get this room buzzing, like, mm-hmm. that's sad.
That's nothing to play with.
Like, that's real sad. You don't know what spirits you playing with. And I won't go into the depth of the situation, because I respect the woman we talking about. I respect her family, and I don't want to talk negatively about anything in the situation. But it's a sad story. Did anybody lose their life because of me? No. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period.
You think you could be in a monogamous relationship? Like, when you do decide to have a baby and settle down, you think it's possible to be with one person?
I think I
got to
step back a few steps from this world. You know, this lifestyle is not one of regular proportions. Like, everything is extreme.
But can you?
He has to leave the world.
No, I think
she's gonna pull this up later.
No, it just it gotta be at a, it gotta be a point where I'm ready to separate truly what Trey Songz is from who I am
right.
as a person, and ready to like figure out the line between that and my life and the balance of that. Like, and I've been doing this for a long time, and that balance is very hard to find. You know, it's like, honestly, like, when you go somewhere and, you know, all eyes on you, and when women, like men, treat a sexy girl, that's how girls see me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how you see a girl, you like, damn, that's how I'm like meat. You know what I'm saying? Like, so once you get past that infatuation phase, or you got to really figure out what's what. And if you go all over and anything is accessible, like, it's take a whole nother type of self-discipline to really, like, that's even without a girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's even, like, what I'm going to do. Like, you're going to be here to do whatever I want to do, and you're going to leave.
What's the craziest
thing? I don't have to give no commitment to you. I could just get this stress up off me and get back to my day tomorrow. I ain't got to deal with you, like, what about this, that, and the other, this girl, this text, this tweet, this, that, none of that.
But then you'd be nervous you hear about it later because of social media.
All right, but I don't really trip off, though.
And what's the craziest thing a fan has done? Because, I mean, they chase you. They're all over you.
And they hide in the hotels, you know.
In the room?
I actually, one time in Chicago, yeah, it was a tricky little room. Like, you got one door, and then you got two doors behind the door, but it's the same room.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow, when I came out one of the doors in the little, like, I opened the door. So if the door opened like this, there's people right here. It was like three people in the corner, like, hiding. They had been there for hours, though. Like, I ain't know. Like, I was leaving the hotel. So just sleeping over in the hotel, like I said, a fan tightrope the balcony trying to get on stage.
Tightroped a balcony?
Yeah, she could have fell, lost her life.
Goodness. So you got to give her a hug and a kiss after that.
I did. I caught on stage. Then they arrested her.
You called the police?
I didn't call the police.
Do you ever have to get a restraining order?
No, you got to. If somebody put their life in danger in your establishment, that's a crime.
Mm. Do you ever have to get a restraining order against anyone?
I'm looking for this person, though, that I gotta, like, I'm trying to find. I ain't gonna give it too much. I ain't gonna talk about it, but I wanna put a restraining order.
You got
somebody.
A stalker or something?
Dude, man.
You got that's one, too. You got a crazy one, too.
Yeah, I'm trying not to talk about it because I don't wanna give attention to it either.
Right. You gotta speak about this kind of stuff, Trey.
You don't, man. My phone start ringing right now.
She got your number.
Connections. I'm telling you.
You gotta speak about this kind of stuff because it's a double standard. People think men don't have stalkers. You're objectified all the time. They do sexually objectify you.
I am. I mean, I kind of
speak out. So we feel bad for Trey that he's sexually objectified.
I kind of put that in the air, so I ain't really bitching.
He wants to be a piece of meat.
You don't want to be looked at as a piece of meat.
I mean,
yes,
sometimes
does.
I'm cool with it. Sometimes
she's
I'm not.
She's attractive.
Goodness gracious.
It seems like, though, that you had gotten into a little breakup phase and then gotten back together with the one woman that it seems like you really care about. So does it feel like maybe you lost something and then you realized what you lost and wanted to get her back?
But it ain't really that real as a breakup and all that. Like, that's the thing about looking from the outside, looking in, you just going to paint your own picture for what it is. And like any relationship, any friendship, you're going to work through this, that, and the other. If you care about somebody, you're going to try to figure it out. And like I was saying everything earlier, it's just difficult trying to, you know, build a foundation or try to find something real with somebody when everybody's so quick to try to tear it apart, you know what I mean? So I'm blessed, man. Like, I've been doing this a very long time, and I've been blessed to, like, not have most of my relationships, or, like, everybody know me, Trey, Mr. Steal Your Girl, get the girls, sex this, sex that, mm-hmm. but my business ain't been in the street for the most part, and I like that. So, you know, when you get a woman and you know my reputation, I gotta make sure she knows she loved. I gotta do that without, you know, really relying on social media to do that. I gotta do that with making sure she know that in her heart. I gotta do that with making sure that, you know, it can't be torn apart by what people say. Mm-hmm.
And plus, it's pressure just because you trade songs. Like, you gotta do, like, the extra special R&B stuff, like candles and flowers.
What is the most extra special thing?
Can't
you've
be
done?
Tired when your girl's horny. If you trade song, you can't. You can't not send roses when that's you right. make a mistake. You can't. You know what I mean?
Everything.
It's a very high level of I mean, from a woman that knows her worth. Mm-hmm.
What's the most extra special thing you've done, though, would you say?
I've done a lot of special things. I ain't really trying to talk about that on air, though.
There you go.
And I saw you on Andy Cohen last night.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
Lipstick Alley had a headline. It said, homophobic singer Trey Songz.
What?
It's going to be on Andy Cohen.
Why I got to be that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Where did
what
it come from? Though?
I was like, when did Trey become homophobic?
I go from, yeah, at first I was a homo. Now I'm homophobic. they don't know what they want me to be. They want me to be gay. They want me to... your girl, they want me to hate the gays. They don't know what to do with the like. Damn.
Goodness gracious.
Figure it out. I got this liquor, man. SX, man. Peddling this booze. I got Trigger Reloaded in stores. Slow Motion number one right now.
Congrats.
About You coming next, man. It's the Breakfast Club.
Thank you.
He closed it out.
It's over. All right, Trey, thanks for having you. You did a great job. We understand everything about it. It's your boy DJ Envy signing off.